Welcome to the Marketing and Heart Podcast, a show for handmade sellers like yourself that's filled with tips and tricks to help you build a solid foundation for your business. I believe if you made it by hand, that you should market it with heart. Now let's get on with the show. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Marketing and Heart Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie, and today I want to open your eyes to something that could completely transform the way you approach driving traffic to your handmade business. We're going to be talking about Pinterest, but not in the way you might think. I know some of you may be feeling overwhelmed with the constant grind of social media, posting on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, waiting for that magical viral moment that'll finally bring in traffic and sales. I want to challenge that thinking today because there's a much more efficient way to reach people who are already looking for what you offer. Let's address one of the most common misconceptions I hear from Etsy sellers and handmade business owners. Pinterest is just another social media platform. That's simply not true. Pinterest is actually a search engine, and that distinction makes all the difference. When people are scrolling through Instagram or Facebook, they're not actively looking to buy. They're there to pass the time, check out what their friends are up to, or maybe get some entertainment. On Pinterest, though, users are actively searching. They're planning their next purchase, their next project, or looking for inspiration that's something they want or need. And when your products show up in those search results, they're already in the mindset to take action, whether it's saving your pin for later or clicking through to your website or Etsy shop. This is why Pinterest traffic is so different from what you get on social media. On Instagram or Facebook, you're hoping your post doesn't get lost in the algorithm within a few hours. But on Pinterest, people are looking for things like handmade jewelry, unique home decor, or custom gifts. These aren't people who are casually scrolling, they're searching with intent. When your pins show up, you're meeting them exactly where they are, ready to discover and potentially buy your products. It's not about luck or hoping someone stumbles across your post, it's about showing up where people are already looking. Another limiting belief I hear a lot is, I need thousands of followers to succeed on Pinterest. That couldn't be further from the truth. Pinterest isn't like Instagram, where your follower count dictates your reach. On Pinterest, it's all about the search engine. You could have 10 followers or 10,000. It doesn't matter if your pins are optimized to show up in searches. Pinterest's algorithm prioritizes relevant content over follower numbers. So even if you're just starting out, if your content answers the questions people are searching for, you can drive a lot of traffic to your shop without worrying about building a massive following. Now let's talk about numbers. I know a lot of people focus on their Pinterest impressions, thinking the higher the number, the better. But here's something most people don't realize. Pinterest impressions don't just include your content, they also include content you've repinned from others. So if you're seeing high impression numbers, that could be a mix of your own pins that others have repinned, and other people's content that you've shared. This brings me to a really important point. Impressions are a vanity metric. They don't necessarily mean people are interested in what you offer. What really matters are saves and outbound clicks. Saves show that people are interested enough in your content to bookmark it for later, and outbound clicks, meaning they're coming directly to your website or shop to check out your products. So don't get too hung up on those impression numbers. If you really want to understand how well your content is doing, you need to dig into your analytics and look specifically at how many of those impressions are your own pins versus the content from others. But most importantly, focus on those saves and clicks. They're what actually drive traffic in the sales. This brings us to why Pinterest traffic is so much more valuable. Pinterest users are planners. They're actively searching for solutions and ideas. So when they find your products, they're much more likely to click through and buy because they've already got intent. They're not just browsing, they're looking for something specific. Compare that to social media where someone might like your post, but that doesn't mean they're ready to buy anything. This is why Pinterest traffic is a complete game changer. It's targeted traffic. It's traffic that's much more likely to convert into sales because you're showing up for people who are already looking for what you sell. Let's also debunk the myth that Pinterest requires constant posting or a huge following to work. That's simply not the case. One of the best things about Pinterest is that your content keeps working for you long after you posted it. Unlike social media posts, which disappear into the feed after a few hours, pins can keep showing up in search results for months or even years. So you don't need to post every day or hustle constantly to stay relevant. You just need to create content that's optimized for search, and Pinterest will continue to drive traffic to your shop long after you've posted. This means that you can focus on other aspects of your business while Pinterest works for you in the background. So let's wrap this up by talking about the real benefits of Pinterest for your business. Pinterest is one of the best tools you have for driving consistent, targeted traffic to your Etsy shop or website. It's a long-term strategy that works for you 24/7 without the need for constant updates or massive followings. Pinterest users are planners. They're searching for products, ideas, and solutions. And when your content shows up in those searches, they're much more likely to click through and buy. Pinterest doesn't require the same daily hustle that social media does, and the traffic you get from it is far more valuable because it's driven by intent. So if you've been relying solely on social media to drive traffic to your shop, it's time to rethink that strategy. Pinterest can be a powerful tool for growing your handmade business, and the best part is it works for you long after you've posted your content. And if you're ready to take the next step, I've put together something to help you get started. Download my free Mad Hatter's Guide, the proven strategy to drive more visitors to your Etsy shop or website with blogging. This guide walks you through how Pinterest and blogging can work together to bring in targeted traffic that's ready to convert. So head over to marketingandheart.com and click at the top menu where it says free training, and you can get your free guide today and start showing up for the people who are already looking for what you sell. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Marketing and Heart podcast. If this episode helped you rethink Pinterest, share it with another handmade business owner who's looking to drive more traffic. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss future episodes where we continue breaking down the myths holding handmade businesses back. Until next time, keep creating. And remember, you can drive traffic without the social media grind. Thank you so much for listening. If you're looking for more ways to grow your handmade biz, why not head over to my website at www.marketingandheart.com? See you there!